question. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Protesters began a hunger strike over the weekend at a pro-Palestinian sit-in at Princeton University. The protesters said they will abstain from all food and drink except water. They're demanding Princeton University divest from Israel and that the university boycotts the nation. They also want total amnesty and charges dropped from any protesters facing charges. 13 people were arrested during a takeover of Clio Hall last week. One of New Jersey's leading congressional leaders has secured federal money aimed at improving security and combating rising anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, and hate crimes across the state. Congressman Josh Gottheimer says anti-Semitic incidents doubled last year in the Garden State.
As we are seeing right now on far too many of our neighborhoods and outside religious institutions and on college campuses, anti-Semitism is surging, and there's not even an attempt to hide it.
Nearly $5 million will be going to 34 nonprofit organizations. Gottheimer says they are a mix of mosques, churches, religious schools, and community centers. Working off the momentum of a recent announcement by Governor Murphy, the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice is pushing legislators to move ahead with a bill that would allow former convicts to serve on juries.
There are some very clear guarantees in our Constitution. One is that you have a jury of your peers.
The governor said last week that he's in favor of the change. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 902 Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 9:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
It's going to be another dreary day overall, but at least it won't be as cloudy, cool, and wet as yesterday. Hit or miss showers are possible at any time today, but we are warming up. Look for highs around 70 this afternoon. Tonight, patchy fog, mostly cloudy skies, and a few showers and thunderstorms surging in, especially in southern New Jersey. Low temperatures in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, chance of showers early and late in the middle. It'll be partly sunny and nice and warm. Highs in the mid-70s away from the coast tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by Jobs for Blue. With over 120 police agencies in their network, Jobs for Blue is the undisputed leader of New Jersey side job scheduling. Ease of use and fast, accurate billing make Jobs for Blue the go-to provider for police and vendors alike. Join the network at jobsforblue.com.
Thanks, Dan. In Andover, 53, Monroe, 57, Seaside Heights, 57. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.